Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
So talk to me about the games. What are you excited about, Mr. Olympic expert?
There are a lot of things. A lot of interesting things going on this year. I have to tell you, we've done so much prep for the last year, interviewing all these athletes, putting the Quest for Gold podcast together. Now it's kind of hands off. We kind of wrap things up tomorrow, and everyone can just settle in and watch the games. I think the American sports, the basketball and volleyball are always fun to watch, and you expect the Americans to do well in track and field and swimming and gymnastics, of course, women's gymnastics. I'm actually interested to see what the men do on the men's side of the gymnastics. Also, you get the feeling that the rest of the world is starting to catch up in basketball. Could this be one of those years where
all of a sudden, almost beat us? Senegal the other day? Germany gave us a game?
Now, Steve Kerr admitted that he didn't have the team quite prepped. It was not a...
Okay, fine. But what was it, an 11-foot rim?
I have to tell you, on the women's side, too, the rest of the world's starting to catch up. So, which makes it good. That's good for everyone.
Telling about the USA women's team, maybe it's just how dominant we are and will be, but when the 12 women who didn't make the team, the WNBA second team,
who by the way beat them in the All-Star game,
mm-hmm. and that was a legit game. That says something either about how good we are or maybe how vulnerable we are.
Keep in mind too that the exact same scenario played out in 2021.
Oh,
before
really?
Tokyo. Yes.
Paul Judah is from Deerfield, a rising junior at Michigan. He's one of those men's gymnasts, Paul Judah, J-U-D-A.
They got bronze at Worlds this year, and the sky's the limit for them.
On the list of Chicago area athletes to watch, we are also claiming one Simone Biles.
Sure.
Because
sure. Adoptive. Absolutely. No, I'll take it.
She's, is she married to or dating Jonathan Owens, the Chicago Bears safety. Mm-hmm. You've got Lauren Carlini in volleyball from West Aurora. Yep. Peter Chaitin, C-H-A-T-A-I-N, yep, from rowing.
Guy. He rowed. He grew up rowing on the North Branch of the Chicago River. In fact, he's an Eagle Scout, and you may have heard in the report earlier today. He actually put up some of the signage as his Eagle Scout project.
Oh, no
on
kidding.
The North Branch of the Chicago River. Yeah,
you brought into our studio Tori Franklin, the young lady who was not as young as she once was. She is
triple
in her
jumper.
30s, and mm-hmm. she's a triple jumper from the Chicago area, from Evanston and Downers Grove South. So Tori Franklin, women's triple jump. Let's root her on.
Maggie Shea is a sailor. We already saw two Chicago area soccer players yesterday for the men's side. And then the women's side today, we've got Alyssa Nair and Mallory Swanson, the wife of Dansby Swanson, will be playing for Team USA as they take on Zambia in soccer this afternoon.
The new sport this year.
Breaking.
Which means?
Break dancing.
Break dancing. Is that what I imagine it to be? Kind of a beat and people doing all sorts of gyrations?
You know, what's incredible about it, when you learn about the sport, admittedly, I don't know much. I did interview Victor Montalvo, who's hoping for gold, the American. He's not from the area, but represents Team Red Bull, which does breaking across the world. They don't know the music. So basically, it's not as though there's a routine they do.
Really?
They feel the beat, essentially.
Wow.
They don't know if it's going to be fast-paced, slow-paced, and they throw it all out there in the moment.
If rhythmic gymnastics can be an event, then I guess breaking can be too. I remember I wasn't on board for snowboarding or skateboarding events. Now they seem to fit.
Yeah.
So perhaps we'll become acclimated to this or accustomed to this, although I don't think that's an Olympic sport, but I think rhythmic gymnastics is.
Oh, and Avita Grishkenis is our local athlete competing in rhythmic gymnastics. Another kind of note.
Wait, say that name again.
Avita Grishkenis.
And she's from the Chicago area?
Oak Lawn, yeah. And she's a big fan, actually. Her family's a big fan of WGN Radio.
Well, so. I'm so happy to hear that. I mean, I'm so happy to hear this, that we have a local representative, because I have to find that event. Every time I've seen it, and it's usually by happenstance, rhythmic gymnastics to me is beautiful.
Got the ball, they got the ribbon, the music.
It's like Cirque, you know? It's really spectacular. You know, another one that I enjoy watching that way is synchronized swimming. The no athleticism longer called
synchronized
of those
swimming. It's called artistic swimming now.
Pardon me.
Yes. Okay. And this is the first year in which men will be able to compete with the team. You get a maximum of 2 men that can compete.
So it'll be one team, but it'll be mixed, men
yes,
and women?
Yes, it can be. Now, the U.S. Team is only women, but some of the teams will be represent will have men.
That might help on some of the lifts or something.
Exactly, yeah. It really changes kind of the dynamic of things a little bit, but, you know, we'll see.
What else are you looking forward to, or should I know about the games?
You know, I'm always interested. We start off with the swimming, and we end with track and field. Obviously, the swimming, Katie Ledecky is going to be the one that we're all watching, but I'm sure there are some names that are going to pop up that we're going to learn and learn to love. You'd never know when a teenager is going to pop up and all of a sudden wow the world. And then, obviously, track and field, Sha'Carri Richardson, Noah Lyles is going to be in there. And those are the fun ones when you get the 100 meters and they take off and they're just fast as lightning.
I was talking the other day about Sprint, the ESPN docuseries about the 100-meter dash for men and women. And Sha'Carri Richardson and Noah Lyles are two of the names that are, of course, featured. And these people are such extraordinary human specimens, right?
Yeah.
And so darn fast and have such outsized personalities, too, mm-hmm. that if you know a little of the backstory, it makes it that much more fun to watch. And the rivalry between Jamaica and the United States is always fun.
It's huge. And from on the women's side, I'm always amazed how they're all done up with the hair and the nails and everything like that.
Oh, my God.
And they're still jutting
makeup, eyelashes, and wigs sometimes.
My goodness.
Off they go.
But what we talked about before we got on the air, no baseball this year. No softball this year. Those are not going to be at these games. But when the Olympics are back in L.A., those will take place.
Let's have another conversation like this tomorrow.
You got it.
And tell us tomorrow. I want you and I to help people because tomorrow's the night of the opening of the games. Mm-hmm. Let's tell people how to watch it. What to watch, when, how, when, and where. Okay?
We'll talk all about the river and how clean it is.
Well, $1 billion might actually get it done.